We got four guys that were on the injury report. Matt Bryant was a full participant because he hadn't been practicing, and then Roddy White, Steven Nicklaus, and Asante Samuels were limited participants in practice today. So it's a pretty clean report. With that, I'll open it up for questions.
Pleased with that injury report.
To get them out, to get them back out on the field and start working with us. They have not for quite some time, so we certainly hope there's not going to be any ill effects from the work that they did today on their workload, and we hope to increase their snaps tomorrow.
Just curious, I think yesterday you said Trueblood was available after the Redskins cut down to 75. How come you chose him and signed him at the late date and not any sooner?
Well, it was just going through the evaluation process, John. We were working our roster, trying to get our roster down to 53, and then when we got an opportunity to see who was available, we were very familiar with Jeremy, having had the opportunity to play against him when he was at Tampa for all those years. And again, you're going through a lot of evaluations on your own roster, and they're pretty intense evaluations. And then after you make your evaluations, that's when you probably spend more time looking at who's available.
How did he do today?
I haven't watched the tape, and I was really focused on some other things, but I will get up there and watch the tape here at the end of practice.
Coach, you have to expect that the first game of the season, there's going to be some jitters, there's going to be some rust. At what point in that game would you like to see your guys truly settled in and ready to go?
From the opening kickoff. I certainly hope that we are, we're ready to go from the opening kickoff. Again, opening week, there's a lot of unknowns. A lot of coaches have spent a lot of time vetting their assistants in terms of how we're going to put together offense, defense, and this will be our first opportunity really to show it.
Coach, how about your young corners getting that first test against one of the best in the league, but also in that tough environment down there?
Well, it's going to be a big challenge for not only our young corners, but for all of our defense. Drew Brees is one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. Two consecutive years of throwing the ball for 5,000 yards, so he is about as good as there is in the NFL. So it'll be a challenge, but I know our guys are looking forward to seeing how they match up with them.
Change your offense at all when you found out Villain and Smith are out?
No. We've done a lot of work in the offseason in our preparation. They have a new defensive coordinator, so there's going to be a lot of unknowns with the 3-4 defense, but we're just going to have to go in there with our game plan and let our rules and block our rules against the fronts that they're going to present. Really aren't going to have an opportunity to know what they're going to do, because they haven't shown, just like we haven't shown, the things they're going to do in the regular season.
Coach, have you had a chance to talk to Coach Payton and just kind of how excited he is to get back on the sidelines?
I've not talked to Sean since training camp started. I had an opportunity to visit with Coach Payton at the owners' meetings. That was really the first time that all the coaches were together for this 2013 season.
Obviously, they had the rough start last year. What effect do you think having him back will have on their team?
Sean's a very good football coach. His record speaks for itself. He's one of the best, play callers in the league right now. So he's, he's an important part when you have your play caller back. We anticipate that we're going to see some things different than what we've seen last year when he wasn't there.
Coach, we were waiting for Coach Payton for a while. I didn't get to see Roddy. How did he look in his return back?
Yeah, he was limited in practice, yes. He was a limited participant today. We had an opportunity to work him in certain areas that we wanted to take a look at. And again, with all of our guys that were limited today, it's the hopes that they'll not have any ill effects, any setbacks from their workload today, that we'll be able to increase it tomorrow.
Have you talked to the young guys about the hostility between these two teams, the fans, the rivalry? Have you talked to them about what to expect when they?
Well, I've talked to them about how loud it's going to be in the dome down there, and that's probably the biggest concern that we have, is being able to communicate on the offensive side of the ball. That's the big thing. We can't worry about the hostilities and that kind of stuff. It's a great rivalry, and we've just got to be able to communicate and handle the noise.